This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. ISRO has successfully accomplished the first integrated airdrop test, IADT-01, for the end-to-end demonstration of parachute-based deceleration system for Gaganyaan missions. It was a critical exercise to validate the parachute system that will bring back astronauts safely under the mission from its spaceport. This test is a joint effort of ISRO, Indian Air Force, DRDO, Indian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard. The test was designed to evaluate full suite of parachutes that will slow down and stabilize the crew module during re-entry and splashdown of the actual human spaceflight mission. This included two drogue parachutes, which are conical or funnel-shaped devices with open ends for initial slowing down, followed by pilot chutes and three main parachutes to ensure safe descent. Additionally, ISRO is also preparing for upcoming tests such as the second test vehicle demonstration TVD-2 mission and the first uncrewed Gaganyaan mission Jeevan, which will pave the way for India's maiden human spaceflight. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement, but a new chapter in the journey of a self-reliant India. The Defence Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyaan 3's group captains Subhanshu Shukla, Prashant Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission.
हमारा कंट्रीब्यूशन केवल स्पेस में उपग्रह भेजने तक सीमित नहीं है आज भारत चंद्रमा से लेकर मंगल ग्रह तक अपनी उपस्थिति दर्ज करा चुका है आज भारत गगनयान जैसे मिशंस के लिए भी पूरी तरह तैयार है क्यों मैं इसे केवल तकनीकी उपलब्धि के रूप में नहीं देखता बल्कि आत्मनिर्भर भारत का नया अध्याय है जहां हम विश्व की बड़ी स्पेस पावर्स के बीच खड़े हो रहे हैं
Speaking on the occasion, Group Captain Subhanshu Shukla credited his training in the Indian Air Force for preparing him to face challenges with confidence.
Whatever I've done, whatever I've gone through and whatever I've achieved, I feel that the background that I had or the preparation that I had for years by being in this uniform and by being in the Air Force, that any one of us who's sitting here would have done an equally good job.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the national capital today. The conference marks the centenary of the election of Vitalbhai Patel as India's first Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister emphasized that just as the country's freedom was important, it is equally essential to ensure that the nation was run democratically after independence. He said that Vitalbhai Patel laid the foundation for establishing democratic governance based on Indian ideas.
विवेक विचार और विधान तीन ही चीजों पर विधानसभा का और लोकसभा राज्यसभा का पूरा काम निर्भर है जब ये तीन चीजों का पूरा सम्मान सभापति के द्वारा किया जाता है तब अपनी पार्टी के हित से ऊपर उठकर विधानसभाएं देश का और प्रदेश का विचार करती है लोकसभा देश का विचार करती है
The Election Commission has said the documents of more than 98% electors have been received till now to file claims and objections to the draft electoral roll of Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said that 8 more days are still left for people to file claims and objections. The poll body also underlined that the claims and objections period allows the electors to not only rectify mistakes in the draft rules but also submit the requisite documents which they may not have provided while submitting their enumeration forms. Senior BJP leader and national spokesperson Ravi Shankar Prasad today alleged that Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav are using abusive language against Prime Minister Narendra Modi in frustration during the Voter Adhikar Yatra. During a press conference at the BJP office in Patna, Mr. Prasad alleged that opposition leaders have no faith in constitutional bodies like Election Commission of India, so they are opposing special intensive revision of the electoral roll. Indian shooter Ashwar Pratap Singh Tomar has won gold medal in the 50-meter rifle three-position event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. He scored 462.5 points to finish on top. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and Jammu and Kashmir. It has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Punjab, Uttarakhand and West Rajasthan. And with that, we end this news bulletin.